Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Olivia Dujardy, a trauma specialist, helps people find their way out of worry, distress, panic, nightmares, trauma, anxiety, and negative life experiences like abuse or learning to live with chronic conditions with her therapeutic skills and experience. She also specializes in treating those with dissociative disorders towards a life with less fear. After returning home to England after 15 years in America, her education expanded in London by studying psychotherapy and counseling, which she now practices online. She also teaches both counseling and supervision. In her spare time, she races about juggling her child with cerebral palsy, who has no mobility, and her own type 1 diabetes and multiple sclerosis. Hi, Olivia. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to get to share your story today. So shall we get started?
Sure, that would be great.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, right now I'm a online psychotherapist and counsellor, and I counsel those all over the world, usually around the areas of trauma and also if they suffer from chronic illnesses.
Wow, that sounds interesting. How long have you been in that for?
Well, the online one a couple of years now, but I've been working as a psychotherapist for about 8 years.
Sounds interesting. I'd like to hear more. So what's actually your story? Where have you been to get up to this point?
Well, I suffered from a lot of ill health during my life. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I also suffer from multiple sclerosis, which is a newer diagnosis. So I've always been juggling health needs with my life. And unfortunately, sometimes the health has hit crisis point. So I've been on quite a journey with health and just learning to live with it and get over it and also move on to new avenues, such as training.
Did you have different tipping points for change? Was it all due to health or were there other reasons as well?
Well, there were other reasons as well. I have two children and they're now teenagers, so they're quite grown up now. But one of them was born with cerebral palsy. So I was also looking for work that I could do from home so I could also be his full-time carer. And he's been a joy in my life and so is my other child. So I've enjoyed being a mum and also being able to work from home.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Great to have the opportunity to do that. So when you've had tipping points or times of change, did you have like lightning bolts or was it just like things that slow rumble that come up to, okay, I've got to now make a change?
It wasn't really thinking of making a change. It was more along the thinking of, I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm going to be in control of this situation. I'm not going to let it control me. And that also means that sometimes you have to accept some of the uncertainty that life gives you. So, for instance, at the beginning of this year in January, I went into septic shock, which is very serious for someone with type 1 diabetes. And it was frightening and it was scary. And I probably had some dark moments during that time. But at the same time, when I recovered in hospital, I thought, I've got over this, I've beaten this. And along with the help from the doctors, I can now move on to different avenues. So even when the worst things happen, there's still a part of you that is still fighting to make it through.
Yeah, great courage. Have you had like challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel with your business?
I'm not really sure. I think there's been times when I've needed to step back a bit, because I think that because I have a tendency of being quite positive and racing as much as possible to do as much as possible, I had a tendency of overloading my schedule. And because I decided that I was going to work part-time, having a disabled child and also my own health needs, I kind of forgot that part-time also means that it doesn't mean working a number of hours and then online doing lots of other things for 10 hours. So I really have to discipline myself sometimes just to step back and say, this can wait.
Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it? Like when we have our own businesses, we tend to put a lot of time and effort in and want it to be successful, so we forget, hey, I'm only part time. That can take a toll. Yeah. What keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have a big vision?
I think one thing is that as a small child, because I was diagnosed with type 1 as a baby, I had heard somebody say that I was going to die at 30. And so I lived quite a, I was quite nervous in my 30s. And then when I hit 30 and didn't die, it was as if my life had started. So, which meant that some of the things that we're told as children aren't true. And so, what you need to find is your own truth rather than truth you were given 30 or 40 years ago, or 60 years, or however old you are.
And it is true, isn't it? We take on so much as children. We absorb so much. And we think that's real. That's the truth. There's no other truth. And then we don't realize that later. No, we should be able to find our own truth. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Have you had like an ignition point when things have really taken off for you at various times?
Yes, I think when I have made a decision to go for a goal, things did seem to fall into place for me. Like when I decided to train as a psychotherapist, I had actually gone to do a writing degree, and I got a fantastic letter back from the person who wrote my read my portfolio, and she said that you can write, and but I really think you ought to be studying psychotherapy rather than writing, because all of your writing is about change and movement. And it was a very positive letter. And then upon hearing that, I then applied to one of the top universities in London, England. And first interview, I got in. And so things just seemed to change very quickly. Once I had decided that I'm making a change and going for that plan.
Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
What new possibilities have opened up to you then?
Well, the training in online counselling was a big one for me, because I had got poorly during my training. I had had a stroke. It was a very minor one, but still it kind of knocked me a bit. And then I realized that working part-time would be fine, and that working online would conserve my energy so I could be fully there for my clients, and also be fully there for my child as well.
So one of the other possibilities too is being part of this thousand ripples effect. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. And I like the idea that a whole collection of stories could go into a book, and so people could share their own experiences while telling their story. And as I said before about going for a writing degree, I've always loved writing. So to be able to get out my creative writing pen again was wonderful.
What other exciting things are you looking forward to in the future?
Well, I look forward to working more online, and more recently I have started tutoring online as well for counselling and psychotherapy to train more psychotherapists and counsellors how to work online, because it's quite different from working within a room. So that's been really exciting for me. And then my children are now of university and college age. So I've got one off to university already. Hmm. Well, actually, she had done all the work, so it wasn't really much of what I did.
Oh, I think it might be.
And then my son, we're now trying to get him into college. Because with his disability, he's got one arm that works and his intellect works, but the other parts of him don't work very well. So he's in a wheelchair full time and just needs a bit of help with certain other aspects in life. So we've found a college that can take special needs children or adults now. And so we're looking to get that all sorted out this year.
Yeah, oh, that'll be exciting for him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
I really love The Little Prince, and my other one is The Outsider. They both meant a lot to me as I was growing up. And in a way, with The Little Prince, it was about seeing adults for who they really are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, great books.
Mm.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I actually had a mentor called Bill in Australia. He was my pen pal. And he was a teacher. And all through my teenage years and into my 20s, we wrote letters to each other. And he was always very encouraging, because I didn't come from a family that was also, that was, well, sometimes they had issues relating to me in a positive way. So his words on paper did just that.
What daily ritual works best for you?
I think having time to have a cup of tea every couple of hours, which means like making the tea and sitting down and relaxing rather than kind of carrying the tea around the house trying to do 20 things at once.
Yeah, great ritual, that one. I love my cup of tea.
Yeah.
What's your favourite food?
I really love North African food. I like the spice and the different flavours, and the fact that most of it is natural, so lots of veg and all the good stuff that is fine for me to eat, because I have to watch carbohydrates.
Yes, yeah, that sounds great. Do you like the country or the city?
Probably the city. I live on the outskirts of the city now, so it means that I can get to the city and also the country if I want to.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Yes.
I like it. What sort of advice have you got to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. You may get negative comments like, oh, you can't do that, or oh, that takes too much time, but that doesn't matter. Just go ahead. And you know, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. It was just practicing the masterpiece.
That's
so
it. Yeah, I love that. It's always like, you know, one foot in front of the other. At least you're, you know, getting some sort of momentum, isn't it? Whereas if you get stuck in fear or anything,
Won't
go anywhere. You just need to make one little step, one little step. Yeah.
Yeah. And even the most successful people kind of walked into doors and banged into walls quite a few times before they got it right.
Yeah, so true. So true. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would probably... I'm not sure, actually. You know, because I think that I've actually learned from all the negative experiences just as much as I have from the positive experiences. I would probably tell my 20-year-old self that she doesn't have to rush everything so much, but I'm not sure she would have listened.
That's the thing, isn't it? We can tell them this wonderful stuff, but we back then, didn't listen. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your valuable time today, Olivia, and you know, sharing your story with us. It's really inspiring. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, my website, which is actually brand new, is oliviageordie.online. And my name is quite difficult, so I'll spell it. It's OliviaDjouAdi, and then .online. And you'll spot me. There's a picture of me with a computer and a dog. So you'll know if you found the right website.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, it was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Igniters, Olivia's strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other while struggling her health issues and her children and having a business is amazing. I love how she says if it doesn't work out, it's just practicing the masterpiece. Olivia's website is oliviajajadi.online. That's OliviaDjouAdi.online. If you want to find out more about inner balance and how you can blossom into your 40s, 50s and 60s, go to my website, LeanneBlaney.com.